BMW.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for waking up with us here on this Wednesday, right in the middle of this thing. 52 right now. Nice morning going on. Hey, City of Breckenridge wants you to know they've got three remaining community garden plots still available. And if that sounds good to you and you're interested or you want some more information, give Lori a call over at Breckenridge City Hall, 218-643-1431. That's 218-643-1431. Speaking of Breckenridge, the heck's going on in Breckenridge outside of basically everything? Bruce Yeagy in to talk. We're talking Infinity Center. Bruce, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Bill. I appreciate you having me in this morning.
Great to have you here. I got a ton of questions. How's it going out there? I drive by there every morning on my way into work, and I'm watching all the work and I'm watching all that come together. Well, first, back up and explain what Infinity Center is.
Yeah, sometimes I've kind of labeled and thought, you know, maybe the term is correct. I feel like we've been working on this project for infinity.
Right. It's been a while.
It has been a while. You know, the project probably started, you know, I would say many years prior to 2018. You could probably go all the way back to former Mayor Cal Michaels. You know, this was one of his missions many, many years ago. And we kind of picked it back up really probably wholeheartedly back in 2021 with a project where we thought, you know, there's so many times where we're busy, we've got young families, and it seems like nowadays parents, we put a lot more energy economically and personally into our kids. Mm-hmm. And I personally, too, found myself driving to Fargo weekly to take my kids to a training session or this, that, or the other, and I'd take two or three kids with. And, you know, the expensive part wasn't the training. Yeah. The expensive part was the 3 hours you spend.
Back and forth.
Yeah. And then, you know, what happens is, well, the kids are hungry afterwards. So, you know, you end up at Chick-fil-A and you spend another, you know, $20 a kid. And, and all of a sudden, you've got $150 into this trip pretty quick. And we thought, you know, why do we have to do this? You know, Wapping and Breckenridge, we've got enough people who are making these trips. Why don't we invest in ourselves and try to keep our families local here and stop some of this insanity? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where some of this started, you know, and then the hockey group, you know, we've got a really vibrant hockey situation developing here, and they were running out of space. Our hockey group does play in Minnesota. At one time, it was an issue that they didn't have a space in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And then they kind of, from what I understand, I could be wrong with this, they kind of said, okay, we'll accept the fact that your rink is in North Dakota. But, you know, it's been great. It's been a fantastic experience, and we're really excited for the possibilities of being a tournament hub. You know, that's kind of been our mission. When we started this project, we took a tour bus with a group from Wapton and ourselves. We went into Fargo. We went to the YMCA. We went to the Rested Center. We went out to the Gawkler Center. You know, we went out to Jamestown also. And through the process, I thought, you know, we're a Rested, we're a Fargo Park Center. That's who we are. Mm-hmm. We are a rental facility and designed like that.
You that's know? A good way to look at it.
It's a great way to look at it. Yeah. And that was our. It really hit me when we walked into Rested, because I know the Wapton Group at the time was really focusing on a community center, and I think the goal has to be for these two towns to function as one, and we have to do, you know, these two projects, and I love the fact that Wapton is looking at a community center from what has been, I understand, and I think that would be fantastic. You know, when we were in Fargo, they had the YMCA literally a block from the Rested, and I thought, how does that work? And the people at the Rested said it works great because we are so different.
Yeah.
And this really works great. And I thought, okay, we can make this work.
It'd be a good collaboration. Between the two towns.
That's
right.
What it has to be. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's not that way, it's going to fail. And I don't think anybody in Wapton or Breckenridge wants to see failure in our two projects.
And it's so good to see the, I mean, there's so much work going on out there. It's fun to see that every day and just to see the progress with it. So what is the timeline on this, Bruce? What are you looking at for a timeline as to when this could be ready?
Yeah, the timeline looks to be about a year.
Okay.
You're talking next spring. I think things will be as fully as they can be. When I say that, it's a $21 to $22 million project. We're about 85% raised for it. So we still have a little bit of work to do to make sure. We've kind of broken this down into, you know, call it three phases now. And phase one and two are financially covered. And phase three is where we will spend probably the summer months fundraising for. And, nobody likes to fundraise. Nobody likes to do that kind of stuff. But, you know, in towns like Wobbegon, Breckenridge, it's just the way it has to be.
But the bigger picture, when you look at it, the bigger picture, I mean, it's that can bring a lot to the communities. And again, to Breckenridge itself out there. Catch me up. Was that the old Micogen building that's kind of being redone?
Yes, correct. Okay. That is the old Micogen building. And, you know, that in itself is, someone might drive by and say, man, is that efficient to redo that thing? You know, because they're taking it down to just the red iron. And we've went back and forth on that too. You know, we've had 20 designs done of this project, two of them greenfield, you know, without and leaving the Micogen, tearing down the Micogen. And it just kind of kept coming back to the efficiency is still to use the Micogen. And sometimes it's nice to be a little bit green and not be a throwaway society. So we had a little heart for that building also, Gary Fick and Jay Shuler, that was kind of their, they born that thing. So, yeah.
Well, I know Jay was in my office one day. He was telling me about, and he was really excited about it. It's like, this is kind of the end game and kind of what we're looking at. Bruce, outside of yourself, kind of ballpark, how many other people are involved in the project?
You know, we've got Jay Shuler, Robert Shuler, Jason Shuler, Mike Yagi, and myself are probably the members, I would say. You know, we had a group of ladies from the Children's Discovery Center at one time. And
that's another great thing going up over in Breckenridge. There's a lot going on over there.
You know, there's a lot going on. I visited with somebody about fundraising the other day, and they said to me, he said, you know, there's just almost too much going on. You know, we love to support all this stuff.
Right.
And I get it, you know, and to an extent, what a blessing, right?
Yeah, you'd rather have too much than too little, right? If I'm understanding that right. So, as far as the fundraising, what are you going to be doing to do that, Bruce? What's going to go into the fundraising?
You know, we're still looking at potential bonding money here. Okay. I try not to talk about it. And, you know, this whole project itself, we've kind of haven't talked about so much. Mm-hmm. I think we've tried to kind of stay real quiet about things and not put pictures out there and not say this is what it's going to be until we knew that it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you don't want to get everyone too excited and then all of a sudden find out you're letting society down.
Right.
We have some ideas.
Okay.
We'll be out, we've got some avenues out there that we're trying to explore, you know.
Sure.
Jay Shuler's a great one to be connected with.
Mm-hmm.
You
got some ideas.
Yeah, he's got some ideas and some connections. It helps.
And Bruce, promise me you'll be back in plenty this summer and give us updates as this thing moves along with your fundraising efforts. So if people got any questions about this or they want to know more about it, who should they contact?
You know, they could contact myself. We do have a Facebook site.
Okay.
It's gotten some traction. I think it's called the Infinity Center. They could check things out through Facebook. We are working on a website. And, yeah, we're just excited. for this isn't a Breckenridge project. I want people to understand that.
That's a community project.
It's a Wahpeton Breckenridge project. In our local JPA in Wilkin County, without their initial support to this project, would have never happened. So, you know, I want to start by really, you know, tipping my hat to our local Wilkin County JPA and their support for this project.
Bruce, I'll tell you what, get excited about this. It is exciting stuff going on. We're talking Infinity Center with Bruce Yeagy. Again, promise me you'll get back in here real quick and give us an update. And as the summer rolls on and your fundraising gets cranked up here, come back in and give us an update. Can you do that?
Will do. Thank you. Thank you to KBNW for all the support also.
You bet. Bruce Yeagy in. It's 8:33. You're the voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Got a nice morning going on. Sunshine. We're at 50 degrees. Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Daplo. Good morning. About 600 nurses at Maple Grove Hospital in Northwest Twin Cities are set to go on strike. A vote to authorize an unfair labor practice strike follows more than a year of contract negotiations. A strike authorization gives the bargaining team the power to call a strike at the end of a cooling off period. Minnesota Nurses Association say its members are demanding increased staffing, better nurse retention, and greater accountability. Maple Grove Hospital is the largest birth center in Minnesota and announced last week that it's in merger talks with South Dakota-based Sanford Health. Maple Grove is part of North Memorial Medical System. KBMW News, brought to you by Red River Communications, who remind you, go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
Two KBMW interns have completed their internship hours with i3G Media, and both left their mark during their time at the hometown station. Brady DeFries, an NDSES marketing student, has completed his 180-hour internship involving sports play-by-play, advertising, and on-air broadcasting. Brady's very first basketball broadcast on KBMW featured a memorable call of Piper Nelson's game-winning three-pointer as the Wahpeton Lady Huskies down Central Cass. He delivered many more times wearing the headset on marquee events such as the Region 1 basketball tournament at NESU and the Division A state tournament at the Fargo Dome. Brady covered basketball, hockey, baseball, and softball games. Brady manned a number of on-air shifts on both B92.7 FM and here at KBMW, becoming a familiar voice over the past few months. He also tackled sales calls and audio production. Brady approached each day at the studio with an eagerness to learn and a willingness to help. He proved to be a natural on the mic during sporting events, whether he was handling play-by-play or color commentary. Brady will attend UND in the fall to pursue a marketing degree. Carter Cava, a Breckenridge High School student, brought energy to KBMW with his weekly Carter Turner Show here at AM 1450 and on KBMW News Live on YouTube. Carter, our resident spark plug, used his platform to talk about music, sports, faith, and to raise awareness about his condition, Williams Syndrome, a rare genetic neurodevelopmental disorder presented at birth that affects many parts of the body and occurs in 1 in 7,500 to 10,000 births. Carter's humor and artistic side, well, they were on full display during his weekly appearances. He treated listeners to some of his favorite topics, Luke Combs, Breckenridge Athletics, tractors, and connecting with others. And congratulations to Brady and Carter, and thank you from all of us here at KBMW and i3G Media for being part of our team. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information, now or anytime, go to our website, kbmwnews.com.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more, so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. Good morning, meteorologist Mick Kerr. Got your Wednesday morning regional weather round.